Today on Bold Steps, Mark Jobe shows us how to turn up the heat in our passion for God.
Lukewarm spirituality is the temperature of the culture that we live in. If your life is going to change and you are going to make a difference, it'll only happen with red hot spirituality.
Welcome to Bold Steps with Pastor Mark Jobe. Mark is president of Moody Bible Institute in Chicago and senior pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. We've just started our new series called Red Hot Faith. And Mark, to keep our spirit on fire for God means we have to use our spiritual gifts, doesn't it?
Yeah, and this message is all about that. You know, some people think that to serve, to give is going to drain them. But I believe it's a little bit the opposite. I think that unless we utilize our gifts, we tend to get dry, we tend to lose that energy. It's when we are serving others and allowing God to use us that that fire gets hotter, that we sense the presence of God moving in stronger ways. So it is imperative that you use the gift that God has given you.
Well, let's continue this series. Today we're in Romans chapter 12, keeping your spirit red hot using your gifts.
This summer I rented a car and I was driving to my mother's house, who lives in a town outside of Santander, Spain. And as I drove this car to her house, we had luggage. And we unloaded the luggage, parked the car, went upstairs. The next morning when I went downstairs to use the car, it was a rental car, I went to try to start the car up and it wouldn't start. And I thought, great, I just rented a car and now it doesn't start. So I called the tow man. He got there and he checked the battery. And then he told me that he checked the alternator. And he said, well, the battery was drained, but the alternator's good. I think I left the lights on when we were unloading the luggage, and it drained the battery throughout the night. But he said to me, all you need to do is take this car on a half hour to 40-minute drive. You need to drive kind of fast. I was happy to oblige him on that. And he said, in 30 to 40 minutes, your battery will be recharged. Now, those of you that know a little bit about cars understand that the purpose of the alternator is to recharge your battery while you're in motion. If the alternator did not exist, your battery would be drained, and when you went to turn on your lights or start the car, it would not work. So the alternator works out of the energy of the movement and rotation of the tires that helps to recharge your battery every time you're in motion. Hear me well. Our spiritual life is that way at times. Unless we learn how to recharge our spiritual battery while we're in motion, some of us will get up one day and try to turn our spiritual ignition on and not get any movement to it. Our spiritual life needs to make sure it has a spiritual alternator that recharges our battery while we're running. Now, the second law of physics is called the second law of thermodynamics. I'm not even going to ask to see if any of you know what the second law of thermodynamics is, because it's been so long that you were in a physics class that I'm sure most of us don't remember. But let me refresh your memory with what the second law of thermodynamics says. Everything in the universe is running down, running out of energy, and becoming less organized and more disordered with time. That's the second law of thermodynamics. In other words, if you get a car and you push it, it'll go for a while, but it'll run out of energy. If you take a baseball and throw it, it'll go for a while, but it'll run out of energy. The law of physics says that everything runs out of energy, and everything loses power, and everything becomes more disorganized as time goes on, stay with me, in a closed system. In an open system, it means that there's a new surge of power that's invested in it that gives it a new push forward. Unless you have an open system in which your spiritual life is re-energized, you will run out of spiritual strength or spiritual battery if you're functioning on your own power without the infusion of new power on a regular basis from on high. Are you tracking with me? I don't happen to believe in burnout if our spiritual alternator is working well. I don't believe if you do a lot, you get burned out. I believe you get burned out when you're not recharging your battery the right way. And so today I want to talk to you really about how to keep your spiritual battery recharged as you're serving God. To do so, I want to take your attention to Romans chapter 12. And I want you to look for a moment at Romans chapter 12 and what the Apostle Paul was telling a group of believers who is having a difficult time keeping their spiritual energy alive. I believe, by and large, we live in a culture that is spiritually lukewarm. I think we live in a culture that's religious but lukewarm. I think if you were to go down to Michigan Avenue today and shove a microphone in people's face and ask them, do you believe in God, that 98% of the people that you interview would say yes. I believe if you shove a microphone in people's face and if you ask them if they go to church, I believe that most of them would say occasionally. I believe if you put a same microphone in those people who say, I do believe in God and I occasionally go to church, and you would ask them, what difference does your spirituality make in the way you live your life, that most people would not be able to give you a clear answer? Because lukewarm spirituality does not change the way we talk, does not change the way we think, does not change our parenting, our marriage, our lifestyle, our vision, and our direction. Only red-hot spirituality can do that in our lives. Lukewarm spirituality makes us feel good that at least we believe in God, but doesn't touch us to change our life. Lukewarm spirituality makes us feel like we have someone to go to in times of trouble, but it doesn't touch us deeply enough to transform us and change us. It's light spirituality. Enough to have someone to go to when our kid is in the hospital, but not enough to make us change the way we live. Lukewarm spirituality is the temperature of the culture that we live in. If your life is going to change and you are going to make a difference, it'll only happen with red hot spirituality. How many are with me today? Let me tell you something. I have no desire at all to try to build a church congregation that has lukewarm spirituality. No desire. I want to see a people of God captured by a vision of God, empowered by the Spirit of God, with red-hot fervency in their life, the kind of red-hot spiritual fervency that makes a difference in the community that we live and every place that we are at, that people know there's something different about that person's life. They're not like everybody else. They are red-hot spiritually. Romans chapter 12 talks to us a little bit about how to maintain that spirituality, that red-hot faith, as we are serving God. And so I'm going to read a few verses, and then I'm going to stop and make some comments about those verses, and I want you to follow along with me as we study this passage. The Apostle Paul is writing to the church in Rome. It's the mega center of the world, the cultural center of the world, the economic center of the world. It's where the emperor lives, and it's where, in those days, they said all roads lead to Rome. And so the Apostle Paul is writing to the church that's in Rome, and he tells them in chapter 12, he starts off by telling them, do not be like everybody else. Do not be conformed to this world. But he says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can't be like everybody else around you. You have to be different. You have to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And as you're transformed by the renewing of your mind through the word, then you'll be able to present your lives as living sacrifices unto God, so you dedicate yourself completely to God. And then he goes on to describe our service and tells us how we are to serve God and use our gifts for God. In verse 3, he says, for I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. If you're taking notes, write this down. How to keep your spirit red hot using your gifts. Number one, resist pride as you remember where your gifting comes from. The Apostle Paul is talking to these people and he says, hey, we are to submit our lives to God. All of us are to use our spiritual gifts. But I want you to remember, he says, for I say through the grace given me. Paul says there's a grace that's been given to me. What's the word grace mean? The word grace comes from the word charisma. Today, in today's society, when someone is a popular person and has an attractive personality, we say that person has charisma, or we say that person is charismatic. But in a theological sense, that word charisma means favor, unmerited, undeserved favor, a gift from God. So the Apostle Paul says, I say by the gift given to me by God, to everyone who is listening to the Church of Rome, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
You're listening to Bold Steps with Mark Job, the first half of a lesson from our new series, Red Hot Faith. We'll continue the message in a moment. But looking ahead, we want to remind you to check out our new sister program called Bold Steps Weekend. Mark, it's on many of these same radio stations and online at boldstepsradio.org. But let's continue the series, huh, on Nehemiah?
Yeah, and this weekend we're again in the same series, Rebuild Your Life, Your City, Your World. And this weekend's message is how to prepare for a season of change. And our listeners will be hearing that we need not only the right motivation, but God also expects us to employ a plan for this new season of change.
Yeah. So again, this is on the program Bold Steps Weekend, a different message than what you hear during the week on Bold Steps, but it's on many radio stations, perhaps on yours, and online at boldstepsradio.org. All right, let's get back to our message for today on this Friday, keeping your spirit red hot using your gifts. Here's Mark Job.
What Paul is saying is that every one of us has a gift. We all have been given a measure of faith. We all have been given a gift, but never start thinking that your gift gives you a reason to be proud. Because your gift has nothing to do with how good or how bad you are. Your gift is a talent, an ability, a supernatural calling that God has given to you. That's a gift. You don't merit, you don't deserve it. It doesn't make you better or worse. It's just a gift that you receive, and God expects and wants you to use the gift that you've received. Let me explain that. I believe that everybody in this auditorium that's a follower of Jesus Christ and has the Holy Spirit inside of him, I believe that you have a gifting, a call, a purpose, a design for your life that you are to fulfill that is bigger than yourself, that affects other people, and it's a design and a gift and a calling given to you by God. I believe that the moment that you are saved, give your life to Christ, that the Holy Spirit energizes whatever gift and calling you have. I believe that some people discover it and some people don't. You say, Pastor, I have no idea what my gifts are and what my call is. It doesn't mean you don't have it, though. It just means you don't know it. And what the Apostle Paul is saying is that some people, there's two spectrums. Some people, God starts using them, and they start utilizing their gifts, and they get all proud and puffed up. And they start thinking, wow, I'm really something. Look at what God is doing through me. I really have some special gifts. I'm really talented. Good thing God has me on his team. And then there's other people at the other end of the spectrum that walk around with their head down, looking at their feet, and they're saying, I don't have anything to contribute. I'm not smart. I can't speak. I don't have any gifts. I wish I had some gifts like other people have. I just don't have anything to offer. I'm a nobody. I'm a nothing. In one corner, we have someone that's puffed up and proud, and the other corner, we have someone that's been lied to by the enemy that thinks they have nothing to offer. And what the Apostle Paul says is, I want you to think soberly. In other words, I want you to have a clear mind about your gifting. I don't want you to become proud, and I don't want you to buy into the lies of defeat, because the gifting that you have comes from God. And if it's a gift, you can't be proud of it. Hello? There's nothing to brag about, because it's something that God has given you. And so therefore, humbly understand that what I have comes from God, and I give him the credit and the honor and the glory. Number two. And by the way, I think that goes along with our measure of faith. I believe that God has given some people a measure of faith to do certain things. And you can't be proud about the faith that God has given you. It's a gift that God gives you, a measure of faith. He gives some a lot. He gives some a little bit. But we have to point to God ultimately and say, thank you, God, that you've given it to me. Number two, you need to keep in mind that we are interdependent and connected to one another. Notice what he says in verse 4. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Notice what he says here. He refers to the church as the body of Christ. In this image of the body, Jesus Christ is the head, and we, the people of God, we form the body. Some people are toes, some people are fingers, a lot of people are mouths, very few people are ears. We form the body of Christ. Jesus is the head, we are the body. It says there are many members, one body, but all the members do not have the same function. The healthy body has many parts that function differently, and we're not all supposed to try to be the same part. In Corinthians, the Apostle Paul talks about people. He said, what would happen if everybody said, I want to be an eye? You're a toe, and you say, I'm tired of being a big toe. People step on me. I'm down here in the dirt and the mud. The other toes stink. Man, I want to be an eye. Everybody looks at the eyes. They paint the eyes. Everybody focuses on the eyes. They think the eyes are the best thing. I wish I could be an eye. I'm tired of being a toe. And the hand says, you know what? I'm tired of being a hand too. I mean, I got to do all the messy things. You know, last week I had to clean the toilet. Man, was that a nasty job. That eye, the eye just sits there, looks pretty. They just look around. You know, they got the easy job. I got the nasty job. I want to be an eye too. And let's say the foot, the leg, the mouth, the ears, the hands. Everybody said, let's be an eye. And the Apostle Paul says, if everybody were an eye, think about it, we would say, there's Joe. And Joe is just one big eyeball rolling down the aisle. We'd say, that's a freak. It's a freak of nature. Where's the hands? Where's the legs? Where's the ears? You know, you can't just be one eye. Listen, it's the same in the body of Christ. We can't all be one gift. We all have different gifts. I've been into some churches where it seems like the church tries to make a preacher out of everybody, and they think everybody's got to be a preacher. And I'm going to say no. Some people have the gift of preaching or teaching or encouragement or healing or prophecy or helps or administration. There are a lot of gifts within the body, but we don't all have the same gifts. We have a variety of gifts so that we can be healthy as a body. And let me tell you what else Corinthians says. By the way, I want to say, I really appreciate being your pastor. I receive a lot of encouragement, partly because I'm on the platform and I'm a visible face of this church and I'm the senior pastor of this church. And so people, when they want to thank the church, oftentimes will email me or Facebook me or Twitter me, and they'll say, thank you, pastor, that was a great message, appreciate the church and so forth, and will give words of encouragement. I also get negative words occasionally, often, pretty regularly, but I get a lot of encouraging words as well. But could I tell you this? Thank you for that, because it really means a lot to me. I've had tough days where that word of encouragement means a lot. But I would encourage you as well to shift your encouragement, not just to the person that's on the platform, but to shift your encouragement to other people that work behind the scenes that almost no one ever says thank you to. There's some woman right now in the nursery holding a little baby and loving on that little baby and really caring for that baby, who's serving God with an incredible capacity and allowing you as a mother to have a break and listen to the word and experience the word of God and let God touch you, because she is utilizing her gift. And listen, seldom does anybody say, thank you for taking care of my baby. Every one of us with the power of the Holy Spirit inside of us, uniquely gifted by God to encourage other people. And that gift is not for your sake, it's for the betterment and encouragement of the body of Christ. And when you utilize your gift, the body is better. And when you utilize your gift, it's like giving oxygen to your faith, and it makes your faith more red hot. People that do not use their gift, people that neglect their gift, begin to take oxygen away from the faith that they have. And I can guarantee you, if you sit on the sideline long enough without being stretched and using your gift and letting God use you, that you begin to descend into the apathy of lukewarmness.
Well, you're listening to Bold Steps, the Bible teaching ministry of Mark Jobe, and make plans to join us Monday for part two of this lesson titled, Keeping Your Spirit Red Hot Using Your Gifts. But before then, take some time to browse through our website at boldstepsradio.org and check out some of the faith-building resources we've made available, like our latest Bold Steps gift. It's a book written specifically for today's parents. And to tell us more about this special resource, here again is Mark.
Look, parenting isn't easy. And when you factor in all the new challenges and temptations our kids are facing, well, let's just say things aren't getting easier. And one of the biggest dangers of this digital age is the unique impact it's having on our kids. Children today spend more time sitting in front of the screen than they do playing with friends. And the messages and images on the screen aren't always safe. So how do we take charge in this new environment while allowing our children to enjoy the benefits of technology without inviting all the dangers? Well, that's exactly what our latest Bold Step gift is all about. It's a book entitled Screen Kids, 5 Relational Skills Every Child Needs in a Tech-Driven World. Don't punish yourself by trying to go it alone. Accept a helping hand and gain some real practical insight with this timely Bold Step gift. Again, the book is called Screen Kids, and I'll be happy to send you a copy when you give a gift of any amount to support the ministry of Bold Steps.
And you can give that gift easily online by visiting boldstepsradio.org, or if it's easier, call us at 844-615-7363. Again, 844-615-7363. You can also request your copy of Screen Kids and give your gift of any amount by writing to us. Address your envelope to Bold Steps, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. And remember, if you ever want to listen to these messages during a workout, let's say, or a walk around the neighborhood, or simply at any time of the day, you'll find each of these daily programs in our podcast ready for streaming. Simply open up your favorite podcast app and click the subscribe button. You'll find us listed as Bold Steps with Dr. Mark Jobe, and it only takes a few seconds to make sure you don't miss a minute of these daily biblical teachings. Also, look for us on social media. You can connect with us on Facebook and Instagram when you search for Bold Steps Radio. Just click the like or follow buttons to get a personal, behind-the-scenes look at Bold Steps. Well, I'm Wayne Shepherd. Our time is gone for today, but be sure to join us next week for part two of this message, Keeping Your Spirit Red Hot Using Your Gifts. That's Monday on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.